Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Menachos, Perek Dalet. The Mishnah continues, HaParva Ilim Akvasim Asoyer, when we have the different karbanos that are all brought on Chag HaShavuos with the Shtei HaLechem. Aside from the regular karbanos that are brought as an Ola, we also bring a Sar Lechatos. So the Mishnah tells us, Einan Ma'akven Es HaLechem. If we brought the Shtei HaLechem without these karbanos, the Shtei HaLechem would be Mukdash. V'lo HaLechem Akvan, and also if we brought these karbanos and we did not bring the Shtei HaLechem, so these karbanos would be acceptable. HaLechem Akibes HaKvasim, the two Kizbei Shavuos, the two Shlamim that come together with the Lechem, so there the Lechem holds up the Kvasim. V'Kvasim Einam Akvin Es HaLechem, but if you don't have enough sheep, if you don't bring the sheep, that doesn't ruin the Shtei HaLechem. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, because we state in regard to these situations, Kodesh Yula Hashem LaKohen, right, which is something that it could mean that it goes Kulo LaKohen, that refers to the bread. So Amar Shimon Ben Anas Loki. Shimon Ben Anas disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. He said, "Ela hakvasim akven es alechem, v'alechem einom akiv es hakvasim." The sheep hold up the shtei alechem, but the shtei alechem do not hold up the sheep. Shekein matzinu k'shayu yisrael b'midbar b'am shana karvu kvasim below lechem. And in the midbar, they brought the kvasim, but they didn't bring the lechem. Didn't have anything to make the lechem out of. Avkan yikvu kvasim below lechem. So too over here, they should bring the sheep without the lechem. So Amar Rishim says, "Halacha k'divrei Ben Anas." We paskin like Shimon ben Anas that the sheep can be brought without the lechem, but not for his reason, for the attachment to the midbar. And why is that? Shakola amar b'chumash habikudim. Anything mentioned in Masechta in Chumash b'Midbar, kari b'Midbar. V'chol amar b'Toras Kohanim lo kari b'Midbar. The Karbanos HaMusafim that we find mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, those things were brought in the Midbar. But anything mentioned in Vayikra, like for instance, the Karbanos HaShuos, which are in Parshas Amor, those things were not brought in the Midbar. Mishabo La'aretz Karbu Elu Be'elu. Once we got into Eretz Yisrael, that point in time is when those Karbanos were all offered. Ne'mani Omer Yikrivu Kvasim B'lo Lechem. Shakvasim atirin esasman below lechem. But lechem below kvasim ainli mi yatirenu. The lechem cannot be brought unless you have the kvasim, right? Because the kvasim are matir the lechem. But you don't have the ability to say that the lechem is matir the kvasim. And so therefore, that's the reason why we hold like Ben Anas, as opposed to the fact that in the Midbar they didn't keep that way out. Tmidim ena makven es amusafim, but amusaf makven es atmidim. In the Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos Tamid did not hold up the musaf, and the musaf didn't hold up the tamid. But amusafim makven zezen, the different pieces of the Karban musafs, those things didn't hold one another up. If they didn't bring keves in the morning, they could still bring the one bein harbayin. Samar Rabbi Shimon Amasai, when is that true? That's assuming that there was a situation where they couldn't bring the tamid shal shachar, or they forgot to bring it. But if they didn't do it on purpose in the morning, then the same kohanim who would not go ahead and do it in the morning, they're not allowed to do it in the evening. But if they didn't bring Ketoris in the morning, right, they can still bring it in the afternoon, right? And the Mishnah continues with Hula, the entirety of the Ketoris, that which they were supposed to bring in the morning and that which they were supposed to bring in the evening, they could bring it in the evening, as Tosas explains, because the entire Ketoris is true for one day. It's a one-day amount, whether it's brought in pieces or whether it's brought all together. The Mizbach Hazav was only used for Ketoras HaSamim. Below Mizbach HaOla, and we cannot prepare the Mizbach, the outside Mizbach, Ela B'Tamid Shel Shachar. That's the thing that starts off the day. And you can't set up the Shulchan unless you have set up a Lechem Apanim series on a Shabbos. Los HaMenorah, and you can't go ahead and establish the menorah El B'Shemane Rosah Bein Arbayim with the lighting of the menorah in the afternoon. In other words, these things are supposed to go ahead and be brought in totality, and this is the order of the way they're supposed to be brought, and this, my dear friends, is part of the process of bringing the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.